All the way.
Eagle Point Drive is on the top.
So what's the name of this? Do we know where the landslide it is?
I think it's Edgewood.
Edgewood, okay.
Yeah, I think. It's on Parkway Drive.
Right.
Although it's Edgewood is a planned development kind of thing. It's one block away.
Wouldn't be considered Eaglewood Cove, would it? Okay.
Kind of enjoying this cooler weather.
I love it. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice.
Well, I like the rain too.
Mm-hmm.
This has been great. I've had sprinkle once, twice in the past month or 6 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, my sprinkling system this summer has been off a month.
Yeah.
And yet my grass is just as green as can be.
Mine's greener than ever. We're going to get another boomer in about a half hour.
Yeah.
Maybe an hour. Yeah.
My dog was up all last night from 1 o'clock till 4, and she's now learned that she won't calm down unless I go take her for a ride in the car.
Oh, no.
She's got you trained.
So I had to drive around last
she's
night
trained you.
1 in the morning. She doesn't, like, freak out when she's in the car. Otherwise, she's heart's pounding. She can't even bear it.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, she's got me trained all right.
You trained.
Lucky my childhood dog was, he would like go and lay in the bathtub.
Left my bag with my grape. With my packet.
With your notes? With all the, yeah, your printout.
I had trouble with my printer, so I got some of it reprinted, but not all of it.
And get the seconds.
You can share if you want.
Okay, thanks.
All right, 6:30. Let's get underway.
They might start to wonder if we move too close together.
Right.
Got it? Okay. All right. Let's get our meeting underway. Is the PA system working? Can you hear me, Annie? Okay. Welcome to the Planning Commission meeting for August 26th of 2014. First item on our agenda is public comments. Is anybody here to make a comment about operations or anything about the city that's not already on the agenda? Apparently not. Okay, item number two. We have a public hearing for and consideration of a plat amendment and conditional use permit for a reduction in the minimum lot size for a portion of lot 3 of the North Salt Lake Industrial Park plat A. So Allie, please bring us up to speed.
All right. So the next three applications that you're going to review are all related. This one is just to clean up the property lines. So they're requesting to vacate and amend a portion of Lot 3 of North Salt Lake Industrial Park, Plat A. So here's the location. And this is North Salt Lake Industrial Park, Plat A. Lot 3 is highlighted there. So if you go back, if it will let me, thank you. Lot 3 is roughly this boundary here. So it's been, you can see over the past, you know, several decades, it's been subdivided just through the county, not through the city. So there are all these property lines in there that aren't done by subdivision plat, if that makes sense. So meets and bounds descriptions is how they're taking care of it. So now they're wanting to subdivide just this parcel, which is all one piece. And so they would create a lot to the north and a lot to the south. The lot to the north would have a building constructed on it. They already have an interested owner of the building. And then the south lot would have this existing building and an additional building built in the back. And those two buildings would be under the same ownership. They're actually also asking to get a conditional use permit for a reduction in the minimum lot size. So lot 3A is the farthest south lot here. 3B is the north lot. The north lot would only be 1.4 acres in size, and the minimum lot size in the MD zoning district is 2 acres. But it does give the Planning Commission the ability to reduce that size by conditional use permit, which is what they're requesting. The new subdivision would be called the Legacy Subdivision. There will be an ingress-egress access easement at the front of the property to allow for a shared driveway on Redwood Road. There's currently a driveway there. They would just be sharing it across the property lines. And a blanket easement will be recorded that would allow for utility access and maintenance across the lots. At the south of the subdivision, there's a 30-foot wide drainage easement controlled by Davis County. They, as you'll see on the site plan, the next application on the agenda, they're asking to drain into that ditch, drain storm drain water into that ditch, and so they're going to need approval from Davis County, but again, we'll review that with the next application. So just so you're aware that that easement is there. So as far as this application goes, the DRC is recommending approval with no conditions, both for the plat amendment and for the conditional use permit for a reduction in lot size. Do you have any questions for me on this one?
How long ago were was this other subdivision done? Well, to the north.
Can you go back?
What's the date on this one? Yeah.
1975. Yeah.
Okay.
So this is the case in the entire industrial park. It's just all been, you know, people have just taken care of it with the county. So we don't have accurate, you know, lot property lines through most of the industrial park.
Okay.
You know why the MD zone established a 2-acre minimum lot size?
I don't know the history. All of those commercial zones, commercial and industrial zones, I should say, have minimum lot sizes. I think this is a higher one than it is in the commercial zones, if I remember right. I think the commercial zones are only 1 acre. So I don't know the history of that.
Right. Any other comments, questions on this? Is Mark Alder here?
No, he's not. I'm his representative.
But you're representing. Okay. Do you have anything you'd like to say, or you just want to say move on with this?
I think it pretty much speaks for itself. Gerald Higgins.
Yep. Come on up and tell us who you are. And
I'm Bill Nikoloff. I'm a commercial real estate broker with Newmark Commercial Real Estate. I've worked with Mark Alder for 12 years. I handle most of his property for him. Gerald Higgins, Higgins Body and Paint, wants the lot, and instead of us having to put together a PUD, which didn't seem to be the best way to maximize the value of the land, to sell it in the future if we needed to. So we decided to cut off the lot for Gerald and just let Mark have the rest.
Okay.
That's it.
Very well. Thank you. Do I hear a motion?
Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion.
Oh, we have to hold a public hearing.
Beg your pardon? We have to hold a public hearing. Sorry.
Catch.
That's right. Okay, public hearing on this issue is now open. Is there anybody here who would like to speak? Who is a member of the public who would like to come and speak and voice an opinion on this vacation of lot lines? Don't see any. Hearing none, I will close the public hearing. We're done with that. Now, go ahead, Ted. Continue, please.
I move that the Planning Commission recommend approval of the proposed plat amendment for a portion of Lot 3 of the North Salt Lake Industrial Park Plat A to the City Council with no conditions.
I second it. So we've got a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Let's move to a vote. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Motion passes. Okay, next item.
Now, let's see, we do the conditional use permit as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm prepared to make a motion on the
please
conditional
do that.
Use permit
yeah,
as well.
That's right. I thought we had three separate ones, but I guess not. Okay.
I move that the Planning Commission approve the conditional use permit for a reduction in the minimum lot size for Legacy Subdivision with no conditions.
I second it. Any discussion? All right, let's vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Say nay. That motion passes as well. All right, thanks. Next item, number three, consideration of a site plan for Legacy Subdivision located on Redwood Road. Go ahead, Allie.
Okay. Hopefully this looks familiar and you don't have short-term memory loss. Same site, we're just going to develop two additional buildings on the site. This north building is going to be owned by Higgins Auto Body. They're currently just north of this site, and you'll see their application next for a conditional use permit. The other proposed building is just an office warehouse building at the rear of the south lot. So in my staff report, I kind of outline the conditions based on the different lots. So lot 3A is the south lot that has the two buildings on it. There's an existing building. They're proposing an office warehouse building. The existing building is mainly commercial, some light office, but mostly commercial. They meet their parking calculations for both of the lots. They exceed their need. The landscaping percentage on the south lot is 11.44% overall, and that does not include that drainage ditch that's unimproved at the south of the site. Lot 3B is the north lot. There's one proposed building on that lot, and you can see kind of in this hatched area, they're planning a future addition to that building. So all the calculations were done with that addition in mind so that they won't have to come back to you when they want to get a building permit for that addition. The parking calculations here I mentioned are good as well. And the landscaping percentage on the north lot is 13.94% overall. There will be an outside storage area where they'll have vehicles that are waiting for repair. They're gonna build a I think it's a concrete wall 6 foot high around that storage area to screen it from view. The Redwood Road cross section is in compliance with this plan. They're going to have the street trees and the sidewalk. There's, as I mentioned earlier, there's that 30 foot wide Davis County drainage ditch that they want to put their storm drain into. We're still waiting for approval from Davis County. They just need to submit proof to us that Davis County is okay with that, them draining in there. There's also an existing dumpster enclosure right here that appears to have encroached on that easement. So we've asked them to also get approval for that encroachment. I believe Davis County's plans are to cover that ditch. I know for sure they're going to be covering it along the Redwood Road frontage, but it's likely that it will also be covered here. You can see this little spot here on the southwest portion of the site where the drainage ditch clearly is located, so it's kind of impossible to put the sidewalk and the landscaping down in a ditch. The city's working out agreements currently with the landowner to the south and Davis County to cover the ditch along Redwood Road. So when that happens, we would expect that the sidewalk and the landscaping would continue. So the DRC is recommending that a cash bond be filed for those landscaping and sidewalk improvements with the city. And if the ditch isn't covered within the time that the bond expires, which is a year, then it would turn into a cash deposit with the city, and the city would do the construction of the sidewalk and the landscaping in that spot. I think I covered it all. So because the building area proposed on the site is greater than 30,000 square feet, the city council will be the final approval authority on this application. So the DRC is recommending approval of the site plan with three conditions. One, prior to issuance of a building permit, the irrigation plans must be updated to include the entire site and be approved by city staff. Two, prior to issuance of a building permit, proof of approval from Davis County must be submitted to city staff regarding connecting into their drainage ditch and constructing improvements on their easement. And three, prior to issuance of a building permit, a cash bond must be filed with the city for the sidewalk and landscaping improvements along the Redwood Road frontage at the south end of the site. The cash bond shall expire after 1 year, and the funds shall remain on deposit with the city for the construction of the improvements.
Allie, do we know where the possible future storage for autos will be on that property?
Yep. You mean once this addition is done?
Is it this shadowed area that's going to eventually be an addition or something?
You can kind of see this line here. This is going to be a gate, and then it goes
back.
So
it's going to be the whole area in there then? Okay.
At this square here.
Okay.
Allie, what's the inverted T?
This is a
there?
Fire turnaround.
Okay.
So they'll
that
have a crash.
Shows that there's
a crash gate here, or Knox box, or whatever
got
the
it.
Fire department approves, and then, yeah,
that's
just
the, that's the area that the fire company wants open, so they can
right.
get in and around.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. All
yeah,
right.
It's the same situation here around the building, and through this parking area.
What is the cash bond amount going to be? What's the cash bond amount?
I don't have the bond amount. The engineering department is working on an estimate for how much it would cost.
Governed by ordinance, or is it set case by case?
We do subdivision bonds and improvement bonds, like landscaping bonds. If a building's trying to get a certificate of occupancy in winter months, we'll have a bond for the cost of the landscaping. I don't know if we have this by ordinance, but there's no way for them to make those improvements until the agreements have come about with the southern property owner for covering.
Which is anticipating
ditch.
Coverage of the sidewalk and the canal. That's what the bond is intended to cover.
The bond is intended to cover just the sidewalk extension and the landscaping extension once the canal is covered, which is
so
what
it's
the
not,
city's
it's
working on.
Anticipated it wouldn't be more than, say, $5,000, something like that.
I wouldn't imagine, yeah.
Okay, I just
imagine.
Wanted to know how steep it was going to be. Now, the other question I have, you talked about on the shadowed area where it's got the site plan here. It's got it sketched out what will eventually be the storage. And you said something, I just need to make sure I heard it right. Did you say that if we approve this now, this site plan that has this storage area in it means that the owner doesn't have to come back again for a building permit?
So the storage area is going to be this square until this future addition right here that's hatched, sort of. I don't know how to let's
okay,
describe
so the
that.
Smaller square.
So once that future addition to the building is constructed, then it'll just follow this. It'll be kind of an L-shaped, which is why the parking lot was designed kind of around this future addition. So, yeah, you're right. You're approving the current construction and also the future addition to this building now. So they would just go back for a building permit. They would not come back to the Planning Commission for site plan review.
Okay, I misunderstood. I thought they weren't even going to have to come back for a building permit.
I don't have the ability to say that.
Okay, so yeah. They have to come back to the city for expansion of that building at some future date.
Yes,
no question.
Just not the Planning Commission.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Allie, do you have more to say about the exterior, the elevations, anything like that?
No, I'm just kind of scrolling through for you guys.
Okay.
I have a question. I presume then it's all, is it brick or cinder block that they've put?
CMU.
It's a cinder block with brick veneer on the front.
Okay.
Other questions? Comments?
I'll make a motion.
I have one thing. But prospective owner, do you have anything you'd like to say? Is it Mr. Higgins?
No, I've got a question on the storm drain.
Please come up. Please come up.
We dug down to find out where the storm drain would come in on the parcel that we're building. And I think there's adequate storm drain if the other part of Mark Alder's lot couldn't come into Davis, I think it would go down right into the Redwood Road storm drain. There's enough depth. I mean, we found the depth and everything. We dug down to find that. So, I mean, I would like not to be held up on my parcel due to, you know, the stormwater and his, because I don't know if there's another alternative to come out to Redwood Road.
But that's not on the plat, though, right?
They had a blanket easement on the plat so that the utility lines could cross, but the site plan just needs to be changed and all the drainage needs to be re-reviewed if there's a different design. So I don't think that's something you would need to see again. I think the engineering department could probably handle that review.
In other words, this will work. This plat would work. And if Mr.
Plan.
Higgins wants to change it, then he can go and review it with the engineer and make alterations to the plan.
Unless you think that rerouting the drainage is significant enough for you to review it again, I think that the staff could probably handle just that review, as long as it's not changing anything else, just changing the location of the drain.
I'm willing to go that way. Does anybody object to that?
I have a little heartburn with that, I guess, because who do we have prior to issuing the permit? We're going to have the approval of Davis County. Is it Davis County Water Conservancy? Is it Davis County Parks? I mean, streets?
Do you know which department handles that?
Flood control. Okay.
So in either case, they're going to have to get approval for the encroachment of that dumpster pad. But, yeah, and I know they've been working with Davis County. They were thinking that they would have approvals by now, but they just haven't been moving as fast, so.
But what I'm hearing Mr. Higgins say is he doesn't want to have that provision in there, that he doesn't want Davis County Flood Control to hold up his construction regarding drainage from his property.
Right, and he'll have the north property.
So that would be a condition that he wants removed. You've got three conditions here.
Right.
Okay, I want to make sure I understood that was what his request was, that we will not require Davis County Flood Control to approve what we're doing with that drainage ditch, except for the storage basin or the dumpster, whatever they've got there.
Well, I mean, it hasn't been engineered or anything, so we haven't reviewed any other plan than piping it into the Davis County drainage ditch.
So maybe you could
construct the condition to say either get approval from Davis County or redesign to the satisfaction of the city engineer.
That would work. Yeah.
Or you could construct the condition, let's just throw another one in there, to be no building permits on the south lot would be issued. Because as we review the certificate of occupancy and the building permits, it's going to be for separate. they'll probably build this one later and build the north building now. So we wouldn't hold up the north building for the south lot improvements, if that makes sense. So no building permit on lot 3A would be issued until.
Okay, I see that. Can you work that in, Lisa, to your motion? Think you got it?
Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure I understand. I'm not dense. I just want to make sure I understand.
Okay.
You were just saying, Mr. Higgins, that you thought you wouldn't even need to access that drainage, that where you are, it was low enough that you would have your own drainage on the north end.
On the north end, we are planning not going into the drainage. We are going out into Redwood Road.
Okay.
And I know it's deep enough because we dug and excavated it, so they could re-engineer and take the south portion and come into the same drain line that the city has for the storm drain out on Redwood Road.
So what I'm hearing is that the north end of that property, you really have no concern, really, about what's going to happen with that ditch. It's the south portion of the property that's it's under concern with the city and with Mr. Alder and his representative. Is that correct? Okay. All right. I think I can do the motion then.
Good.
All right. I'd like to make the motion that the Planning Commission recommend, this is recommend approval, I believe, since it goes to the City Council. Yeah, recommend approval of the site plan for Legacy Subdivision located at approximately 120 North Redwood Road to the City Council, subject to the following conditions. And there are three conditions. One, prior to issuance of a building permit, the irrigation plans must be updated to include the entire site and be approved by city staff. Two, prior to issuance of a building permit, proof of approval from Davis County Flood Control must be submitted to the city staff regarding the drainage ditch on the south portion of the property and constructing improvements thereon, or redesigned upon approval by city staff. Three, prior to issuance of a building permit, a cash bond must be filed with the city for the sidewalk and landscaping improvements anticipated along the Redwood Road frontage at the south end of the site. The cash bond shall expire after 1 year, and the funds shall remain on deposit with the city for the construction of the improvements.
All right, we've got a motion.
Second.
And a second. Further discussion? Let's move to a vote. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Motion passes. I think we're down to number four now. Consideration of a conditional use permit for Higgins Body and Paint to be located on that property.
Okay, so as you can see here, this is Higgins Body and Paint's current site, and this is their proposed site, so they're not moving far. The proposed site would have the address of 132 North Redwood Road. The new building will be, they'll be doing the same thing that they're doing north of there right now. They'll be doing a collision repair facility with some office and retail space. This is their current location. Some pictures that Jim took for me today of those. There's their storage yard along Redwood Road, the building. So they share this driveway with the neighboring property owner. The building is, let's see. So as you saw earlier, the building's being constructed with that future addition on the site plan. There's that outdoor storage area we spoke about with the 6 foot high wall, and that will screen all their vehicles under repair, anything like that. The business will have 8 employees and will grow to a capacity of 12 to 14 with the future addition. All work will be conducted inside the building, so the noise won't be excessive in the area. There will be a paint booth inside the building to contain any dust and paint. And the sanding stations will also have a filter to catch those dust particles. The customer vehicle traffic will be 10 to 15 cars daily, 1 to 2 tow trucks daily, 2 to 3 insurance adjuster cars daily, 1 UPS truck, and 5 to 6 pickup load deliveries daily. The way they've proposed the site, it has more parking than they're required by code. I don't think there will be the staff doesn't think there will be a traffic or parking problem on the site because they're overparked through most of it. The applicant is requesting to have a monument sign in the landscaping in front of the building, somewhere out here, I'm assuming. A building permit would be needed for approval and construction of any of those signs. So the DRC is recommending approval of the conditional use permit with no conditions.
Allie, you said the storage area will be surrounded by a wall. Is that going to be a wall or a fence?
A wall.
Cool. Can't see through walls when you go past them fast. Of course, this is so far back. It's hard to see anyway. All right. I have a question that's, so for Gerald Higgins, are you using water-based paint these days? Have you moved over to that?
Yeah.
Pretty well everybody has, huh? Yeah. Okay.
Will you be maintaining the building that you're now in? Or will you be abandoning that one and just moving into the new one?
At least the building we're in now.
Uh-huh.
And we will continue to be there until the duration of our lease. I don't know what that period of time is, but then, yeah, it's 12 to 18 months.
Okay.
18 months.
Thank you.
Any more questions? Comments? Need a motion?
I'll make a motion. I move the Planning Commission approve the conditional use permit for automotive body paint and interior repair and maintenance for Higgins Body and Paint, Inc. to be located at 132 North Redwood Road with no conditions.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ted. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion before the vote? All right, all those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Is anyone opposed to it? All right, that motion passes.
Good.
I failed to mention that there are only five of us here tonight, but that makes we still have a quorum, and so we're moving ahead. Go ahead, Jim. Next item, it's consideration of a conditional use permit for the designer rack at 230 North Cutler Drive.
Okay. This site should also be familiar to the Planning Commission. We've had a few applications at this site. The applicant has submitted a business license application, and upon review of the application, electronic shopping and mail order houses is a conditional use within the CG zone. The designer rack specializes in the online sale of designer and high-end gently used women's clothing and accessories. This location will serve primarily as a warehouse and small office. There are two employees on site. Traffic should be limited to USPS postal pickup and drop-off. The proposed use for the unit for the area is 210 square feet of office space and just over 1,800 square feet of warehouse space. The parking on site is shared among all units. This particular use requires three parking stalls. There are currently 31 striped stalls within the complex, including two ADA stalls, which does meet the city requirements for parking. The applicant has made clear that there will be no outdoor storage at the site. There are currently 11 active business licenses within the complex, as listed in the staff report, and the DRC is recommending approval of this application with no conditions. A couple of pictures took today. So the unit is angle, and then this shows the parking that's available for that area.
All weeds.
Why does this require a conditional use? Do
Do we? Is there any sense of that?
It's just listed in the code as a conditional use because it's in the general commercial zone. Great question.
Okay. I'll make a motion.
First
if
off,
we're ready for
that.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Sure.
I get
we
all
need
excited.
Some comments.
I'm like, let's disapprove it. So.
All right. Does anyone have any comments? Mine only is it's obvious from your photographs there are some tall weeds there and around the property. Who's supposed
yeah,
to keep the weeds down?
It's there is an HOA that kind of manages this complex. So it would be the responsibility of the HOA to maintain the property.
Okay.
Can you go back to the aerial? Yeah. So that area of weeds was just right here by a dumpster that was in the picture. This site down here, I believe, is owned by a bank, right? Celtic Bank. And I know that they've been attempting to maintain the south portion until these other units are built.
Okay.
So this is a leasehold interest that they're going to have in this number two, correct?
The applicant could probably answer that.
Well, do we have, let's see, Bonnie Stubenrock. It's German, Stubenrock. Okay, so you'll be, go ahead, Lisa, with your, you were asking if this would, you're leasing this
I am, yep.
piece. Okay.
Mm-hmm. One other question, is it, just the way the business, my understanding from staff is it's simply to be used for a shipping warehouse and a small office.
And storage. We have all of our products stored there, so, you know, I ship everything out of there, I store all the product in there, and I, you know, pretty much that's all I do. And, I, you know, we do listing in there, but it's just pretty much storage and just the little 210 square
So there's
office.
No retail?
Oh, no.
At all?
Uh-huh.
It's all
e-commerce.
Electronic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so it's all, you'll have only two customers or employees there at the site at any given time, and then just trucks and so forth coming in and out.
Just a UP or a post office truck. That's
okay.
It.
All right. That's all.
Have anything you want to say, Bonnie?
No, this is my first time doing this, so this is like, wow, this is different, but no, nothing.
Good enough. All right. Okay. I think we're ready for a motion. Ed, please.
I apologize for jumping the gun.
Hey, no problem.
I move that the Planning Commission approve the conditional use permit for electronic shopping and mail order houses for the designer rack to be located at 230 North Cutler Drive, unit number 2, with no conditions.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second. Any comments? Move to a vote. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Is anyone opposed? That motion passes.
Thank you.
Good. All right, consideration of a conditional use permit for an increased driveway width at Big West Oil. And we've got, let's see, is Steve Froby? You're here. Did I pronounce that correctly? Is it Freebie or Froby?
Froebe.
Oh, he split it there. Okay, it's got three syllables. Okay. Steve Froebe of Big West Oil. Okay, Allie.
Okay. You guys may remember back in January, the site plan for the Big West Oil office building was approved. The office building is located here. You've probably seen it under construction. It's that big brick building. On December 10th, 2013, the Planning Commission recommended approval of the site plan for that building and approved a conditional use permit for an increased driveway width of 45 feet. The code currently allows up to 40 feet unless increased by conditional use permit with the Planning Commission. Since those approvals, the site has been under construction and the 45-foot driveway width has been identified as a problem. On attachment number 2, which is this, the current driveway width causes overlap of incoming and outgoing truck traffic on the site, which causes the trucks to stack on Center Street while they wait for the exiting trucks to turn. It also causes the trucks to veer over into the oncoming traffic to get the right turning radius into that lane. So does that make sense? The darker part is where if one truck was trying to come in and one truck was trying to go out at the same time, they would run into each other, if that makes sense.
Okay, they sideswipe each other there.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they just have to stack on Center Street and wait to get in until the other truck turns out. So as I mentioned, the maximum driveway width in non-residential areas is 40 feet, but the Planning Commission has the ability to increase that. They're now requesting a driveway width of 55 feet, 5.5 inches, measured at the property line. They're requesting to keep the same turning radii on the west end of the driveway that was approved with their last request. So this is their proposal. Basically, it's just increasing the width of this lane inside their driveway, inside their site. So I believe they'll be pushing it to the west. We go back one. Pushing it to the east. So the driveway curb cut will be to the east a little farther to accommodate that increase in width on that lane.
Do that again.
Oh, go back. So if you watch that curb, yeah.
Now it's three lanes.
What was that?
Now it's three lanes wide.
Yeah, I think it was three lanes wide before. It's just that this west lane will be wider.
Right.
Right there. So that the increase in width would improve the flow of eastbound traffic on Center Street, but the DRC is concerned about pedestrian safety in the area. We have the Center Street Trail here that connects like this across their driveway. With the increase in pavement, it's so significant that it's the size of our 400 West Street. And with the use of that trail, the DRC recommends that a crosswalk be striped on their driveway for a pedestrian crossing, and that pedestrian crossing signs be installed on either side of the driveway to alert vehicular traffic, particularly the large trucks coming in and out of Big West Oil, of that pedestrian traffic. So the DRC is recommending approval of the conditional use permit with one condition, that is, prior to receiving a certificate of occupancy for the office building, a pedestrian crosswalk must be striped across the driveway and pedestrian crossing signs be installed on both sides of the driveway to alert truck traffic to pedestrians using the Center Street Trail.
Who's going to maintain the stripes?
Going to maintain the stripes?
City do it or question. Big West Oil?
I guess it depends on whose property the stripes go on. Are I believe this dashed. Oh, maybe not. Maybe that's not the property line.
It looks like the sidewalk or the trail curves way out. is that in city right of way?
I know that there's a spot on the Big West Oil site where they have they own the property like clear out into the right of way. I'm not sure if that's where this is, but whoever's property it was on, that's who would maintain.
That's who's gonna
maintain.
Yeah.
Just like if the sidewalk broke up on the asphalt broke up on the trail, the city would maintain it.
Okay. That's something that'll need to be settled, I think, in the future. So.
That's a good question.
We may want to put that in the motion. That, you know, that it's got to be maintained depending on who the owner is.
Well, if it's on city property, that's pretty automatic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's kind of.
That's what I'm thinking.
If it's not on city property, it's pretty automatic. They got to maintain it, right?
And you're saying that driveway white goes right along where the trail is, the city trail, bike trail.
Yeah, do you see so there's this
yeah.
line right here, and then it crosses
it
here and comes back
here. So there's definitely either a right-of-way or easement that the city has.
Yeah, I believe this is the property line, but I know it's kind of funky in this spot, so.
I don't know that we need to include it in the motion because it's sort of automatic. Well, certainly the city would maintain it. Is there provision in city code if it's on Big West property? Is there provision in city code to enforce them, you know, getting them to paint it?
They
to repaint
just have
it
to
when
maintain
it's going to
their
need.
Site according to their site plan approval.
Okay. All right. So there is enforcement. Got it. Okay.
There will be signs for the truck traffic warning them of pedestrians. Now, my concern would be, are there going to be any signs there before a pedestrian enters the crosswalk warning them of truck traffic, large truck traffic coming in?
That's a great question, and I think that certainly could be something that we bring up to the city engineer. I don't know that it would be posed as a condition because it would be city staff who would do that.
Yeah,
but
it sounds like we're really concerned about the pedestrians crossing this, and I feel that it would probably be something that would be warranted.
Mm-hmm. On the other hand,
great suggestion, thank you.
We don't have traffic warning signs at every intersection, wherever there's a white stripe. Once a pedestrian's in the white stripe, that pedestrian's got right away. So you put one toe into it, and it's done. All traffic must stop until the person is completely out of it. So it would be redundant to the law, and I don't think that we could require it of them.
For the signs for the truck or the signs for the trail?
Signs for signs to alert the pedestrians to watch out for trucks.
Oh.
But I know it's certainly okay to alert the truck drivers that there's a pedestrian right of way up here.
I don't.
The crosswalk, not a right of way, but a crosswalk.
I think it's a good idea to have a warning that those big, massive oil trucks will be coming along. I don't know if you make it part of the motion.
I wouldn't make it a condition because it likely would be a city.
It's a city's
sign.
Responsibility
city it,
because
yeah.
The city has the duty to warn or make safe in that particular instance because they are maintaining the bike trail. So we could just make the motion and then maybe as a commission we just make a recommendation by vote that happen. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are two separate things.
Yep.
Allie, I've got a question, or this might be a question for... Hello.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but do you mind if I respond to this? Because
we do
have a process in the city.
Please do.
For situations like this. We have a public safety committee of staff members, and we consult with our city attorney and with our city insurance carrier on matters like this. So especially where it concerns safety for a facility of some kind, a trail in this case. And so I think it's an excellent matter for the Public Safety Committee. And if you want to make a motion about it or give us some guidance there, I think that's completely appropriate. I just wanted to let you know that we do have
a mechanism to do that.
We do have a mechanism to review those
yeah.
sorts of things. So thanks.
Cool.
What percentage of the outgoing truck traffic is turning west relative to turning east?
I'm going to let Steve answer
right.
that, but
mm-hmm.
you can't go east from here with a big truck. They're not
right.
allowed on streets east of here.
Right. Okay.
So I would say 100%, but I don't want to answer for him. So
right.
I agree with you, Ellen.
Okay.
Okay.
So... If it is the case that, you know, 100% of the truck traffic is going one direction, why do we need to have two lanes going outbound?
We asked the same question, and the answer that we received was that this driveway for the...
No, I mean, if you were looking at the same driveway, I'm looking at
right
the inset line? Drawing, and we have a left arrow... lane and a right arrow lane. You see, you follow me?
Yeah, are you you're talking about
just
this
on
right
this
turn lane?
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, so
oh, and you were about to answer.
Yeah,
gotcha.
This
okay.
driveway here is for mostly guest and customer parking that will be coming to Big Westville. They'll park up here and use this. The employee parking will be back over this way, and so they're expecting that a majority of the employees are going to come through here and actually use that right turn. Take
mm-hmm.
it out. So
gotcha.
It's going to be regular vehicle traffic and not truck traffic that will be using
yeah,
that
right
turn
yeah.
lane.
Okay. That's helpful.
Please come up, Steve.
That's the driving cause of our request is just what you just asked, is that we've had a significant number of near misses at that intersection where we have a tanker coming in
He might come a little bit on the hot side, and we have a near miss with a car leaving, turning right there. And
okay.
We felt that from our safety side, to eliminate that by increasing it would make public safety better, and also all of us employees that leave the refinery would be safer.
Any other discussion? Entertain a motion. Lisa is writing avidly here.
The second motion. I'm going to do the second
motion.
You're
going to do the second
motion.
Uh-huh.
The recommendation.
Oh, the recommendation. All right. I'll do it. I move that the Planning Commission approve the conditional use permit for a 55-foot, 5.5-inch driveway width directly east of the Big West Oil office building, located at approximately 333 West Center Street, subject to the following condition. Prior to receiving a certificate of occupancy for the office building, a pedestrian crosswalk must be striped across the driveway, and pedestrian crossing signs be installed on both sides of the driveway to alert truck traffic to pedestrians using the Center Street Trail.
Second.
I got a second. All right, we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? I have one question. If we find out that the city has to paint the stripes, that's still included here, and they can't go ahead the city doesn't paint the stripes. Is that correct?
We're obligating them to paint the stripes now.
Okay.
So maintaining it later is,
that's a different
what
issue.
We were discussing, yeah.
But I wondered whether, if this was city property, can we obligate them to paint it?
Yep. Just like landscaping in a park strip.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, good. Other questions or discussion? All right, all those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Is anyone opposed? All right, that passes. Very good.
I'd like to make a recommendation regarding this same property that the Planning Commission recommends that the Public Safety Committee investigate the usage of warning signs to pedestrians or bicyclists regarding the truck traffic in that same driveway.
Okay, we have a recommendation. Well, according to Robert's rules, do we need a second? I guess we do. She wants us to make a recommendation. So do we have a second?
Second.
All right. Any discussion on it? All those in favor of Lisa's recommendation, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed to it? We make the recommendation. Good enough. All right, we have we're supposed to have two sets of notes, or two sets of minutes. I got the July 22nd ones, and they're rather lengthy, but I didn't get a copy of the August 12th. Did anybody else get it?
I did. I received August 12th.
Okay, it was really short.
Mm-hmm.
Did you all get them too? That's my son.
Sorry if we didn't get it to you.
It's all right. It's really short, and I'm sure I wouldn't have had any comment. We only had one item of business. Okay. All right. Let's take the July 22nd minutes. Any comments on the first page? I have one. I think down on line 38, it's to allow longer cul-de-sacs, but to recommend approval of longer cul-de-sacs. Is that correct? The engineer recommends approval, and the city council does the approving. Is that correct? Okay. All right. So replace the word allow in line 38 with recommend approval of. Anybody else with?
That's
like
great.
That.
It's good catch.
All right, page 2, 3.
I have a question on 3. and it's just that I don't know if it's clear on lines that the language that I had, lines 96 through 99. I think I'm asking, I said replied, but I'm asking if on a case-by-case basis each lot requires a conditional use permit. And then I said, she stated further that there will be restricted lots in subdivisions, and this has already been accounted for in the approval of the subdivision. Is that clear to everybody what was said there?
Yeah, it was fine for me.
Okay, yeah. As long as it's clear.
Anything more on that?
No.
All right, I have one. 89 has an extra, I think it's Article A. Subdivisions are conditional uses. And strike the A. All right, page four.
On page four, I have a question, and this is not so much about minutes, but just protocol also. I'm wondering when we do make amendments or motions to make amendments to the land use ordinance, and we make them like this that's rather lengthy, at lines 135 to 143, I wonder if we can see them as an attachment to the minutes to see that they were done correctly.
That's an excellent.
We typically you do that in legislative.
Yes.
It helps so that the people can say, okay, this is what the minutes say, and this is how it's reflected in the actual language. And I was wondering if we can do that henceforth when we've got changes to the land use ordinances, that can be an exhibit to the minutes.
I think that's very possible. We probably should make that clear in the future during the meeting that we want it attached to the minutes when we want language. When we want an exhibit attached, we should probably say that.
So you request it. So
I mean, unless
you could have requested
it
after.
I guess
motion,
unless you're indicating that every time we change the land use ordinance, we would just customarily attach those to the minutes.
That's what I'm indicating.
Yeah,
I'm just saying every time you make an ordinance change.
Yeah. We'll
it just attached as an exhibit.
Good idea.
Okay.
I'm a little we haven't approved that amendment at the city council, but for your minutes it would reflect.
Right, because that'll be the ordinance that
right.
was recommended that they will approve. Right? And so we want to make sure it's accurate in accordance with both the minutes and motions that were made. Okay, good. Not that I want you to do more work, because I know you're plenty busy, but I think that will.
It's not more work.
Okay, good.
More work for Andrea, so.
Yeah.
Page five. On line 156, the code currently requires that any residential along Highway 89. Residential's an adjective?
Probably property.
So do we need a noun there. So I just thought residents. The code currently requires that any residence along Highway 89, or is it broader than that?
Maybe residential use.
Residential use?
Yeah.
Okay. Any residential use. Good enough. Anything more on page five? Six. There's a lot of them here. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. 11. Are there any more on any of the pages?
There's so many pages.
There are 15 pages. Any more that I marked? Any further? Okay. Need a motion. Do I hear one?
What is the date of those minutes?
July 22nd.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes of July 22nd as amended.
I second it. All right, let's go to a vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Anybody opposed? Got it. Now, August, we have the minutes of August 12th, 2014. Anybody have any concerns with the minutes of August 12th.
I noticed something on the first page after we sent it, that at the very top, the date is wrong. It says August 5th,
mm-hmm.
So that should be corrected to August 12th.
Unfortunately, mine has it marked in red. Somebody caught
that.
Yeah, so
I did. Yeah, I didn't want to print them all again.
Yeah.
So just thought I'd make a note of that.
So we'll have an amendment on line 3 from August 5th to August 12th.
Okay. I see it.
Okay.
Yep. Just correcting the date.
And I don't know if you want to do that. It just doesn't matter. Okay. I don't see anything else.
Okay. Anybody have any other concerns with those minutes? All right. All those in favor? Let's see. We need a motion. So I will move that we accept the minutes of our meeting of August 12th. 2014, as amended. Do I got a second? Discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Done.
Motion to adjourn.
Accepted. Let's go. All right. For your information, I understand I have one more meeting. If you care.
Have you been
that's
on
okay.
for two terms?
Yes.
Oh.
I looked it up on the list, and my term expires on the 9th.
Oh, darn.
That's our next meeting. That'll be my last one in any official capacity.
Hmm.
But I'm going to come, and I'll bring pea shooters. Bowling league. Yeah, I got plenty to do.
What's happening with regard to the landslide? Can you just tell us that?
Sure.
I know we're not in a meeting anymore, but I'd like, people are asking me.
Should we stop?